Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Kiev, to the Podil neighbourhood, which is one of the oldest parts of the Ukrainian capital. Recently the area has witnessed the opening of several new food and drink spots. Simultaneously, a number of creative businesses have moved their offices to the area. Monocle's Fernando Augusto Pacheco tour Podil with Andriy Pashtovy, editor-in-chief of the local city guide, The Village Ukraine.
So I'm Andriy Pashtovy, and I'm editor-in-chief in The Village Ukraine.
Andriy, thanks for giving me a little tour here in Ukraine. First of all, tell us where we are, because I believe this is quite a cool spot for some nice coffees, nice restaurants. So locate us.
Actually, we're on the main crossroad of Podil area. It's an old Kyiv area, but nobody knows that it's a main crossroad. It's just a joke, but you'll know it when you'll stay here for an hour just looking at the people, because all the people who are crossing this crossroad, so they are musicians, they are artists, they are working in some creative industries, they are living not far from here, they are real people of this area, so it's their spot. And not far from us is a coffee spot. It's called Espressoholic. And they are doing the best coffee on Podil. So the idea, everybody knows it. So nobody even trying to argue. So it's not a fancy place. It's a cheap place. It's some kind of hole in the wall in which two girls are doing great coffee. So this coffee is roasted in Ukraine. So it's provided by Ukrainian coffee makers. And they're always friendly. Everybody likes them. Everybody knows their names. They have good desserts. It's not, you know, this fancy coffee culture when you're paying too much just because you're sitting in a restaurant in the most expensive area in the city. No, here it's like opposite way. Here you're meeting your friends, you're meeting musicians, you know how it feels to live in Kyiv.
Andriy, we have our coffee fix, in my case a tea fix, so shall we continue our walk?
Yeah, actually the next coffee will be free for me, because when you're buying 8 coffees here, the next one will be for free, so we even saved some money.
Yes. Even some of the customers came to approach me saying this is a Kyiv favorite.
Mostly people here are pretty friendly, and when you're coming here, so you're kind of local. Even if you're from Brazil or US or London or elsewhere, you're kind of local person here. Next place will be the same. We're coming to Podil Stindia Company. It's a bar. Actually, they opened just half year ago, but now they are part of this area like 400%. Before them, here was my favorite bar called Mozhevelnik, but it's closed 10 years ago. And here is Podil Stindia Company.
Wow.
So it's a bar with a kitchen, so it's like, it's not only bar, not only alcohol, so you can eat here. And they're trying to imagine how Ukraine should look like. So they're trying to imagine if Ukraine would be the colonial country. So, because Podil is a trade area, so they are trying to create some kind of East Asia cuisine, so they're about Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam or India. So you can try some meals here, and they have great cocktails here. So they have all the traditional stuff like Negroni or kind of that, but they also have pretty interesting cocktails created here. So some kind of with Indian atmosphere, Indian spices and all this stuff. But the most interesting part of the bar here are the cocktails, which are like staying in the buckets for a month. So they have whiskey cola, but it's not it's traditional cocktail over here, but it's not a traditional whiskey cola, which is mixed for you. It's 50-50% cocktail, but which was like staying in the bucket for more than the month.
Nikita, just a little tour of your bar.
Okay,
thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. We're going to the second floor.
Look at this. So they have like extremely dark room. It should look like like the northern, like all these mountain areas of India. So when you come here in the evening, here will be a party and all the expats, all the foreign journalists who are working in Kiev. So Friday evening you can meet them over here. So they're cooking all this Asian stuff over there.
Before we go to our next place, what's your favorite Ukrainian dish?
It will be a bit stereotypical, but I really like vareniki. A lot of people think that it's a Russian dish, because in Poland they are called Ruski pirogi. It's like Russian vareniki. It's dumplings with some sweet or salty things inside, so like they can be with anything, like meat, cherries, cabbage, like anything. But in Western world they are popular as a Polish dish, but like it's the most popular and traditional dish in Ukraine, and we're 100% sure that it's national dish here. And there's also borscht, it's a soup, but I was not a fan of it when I was a child, but now I like it. And it's also Ukrainian traditional dish, and it's pretty good. But like pretty often people, they imagine that Ukraine is some kind of culturally, or talking about the food, some kind of area of Russia, but it's completely different. You can imagine that Russia is a huge country, but Ukraine is pretty big too, and you can find anything in Ukraine. So like we have different cuisines inside the country, different regions, like near in the mountains with a lot of meat and interesting kinds of meat, in the northern woods when you can find a lot of things with berries, and also different types of cooking. Central Ukraine with this vareniki and borscht, which are real, which are the best over there. Or southern Ukraine with a lot of fish, we even have oysters now. And now is a period in Ukrainian food culture when of some kind of renaissance, and there is a lot of projects which are trying to show that Ukraine have this high-end cuisine, which it's not the food from villages, it's a high quality food with the natural recipes, with the natural products.
So Andrei, I think we reached the final stage of our little walk around this lovely neighborhood, and now it's an open market. Tell us a bit more.
It's an open market over here, and to the left is a closed market. It's called rye market, you know, some kind of grain market. It's a title, it's Zhitny Rynok in Ukrainian. It's an old structure. It was like, here was a market for ages, but like this building is pretty interesting. It looks bad and post-Soviet, but actually if you like read something about it, it's a part of constructivism architecture, and it's interesting, but it should be not so dirty as it is now. And a lot of people are selling their goods over there, so they're selling berries and they're selling cabbage, onion, potatoes. So it's the people who are trying to, I don't know, to earn some money. It's mostly elderly women who are working here, and but it's a part of local lifestyle, you know. It was like this 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and 40 years ago too. So it's the same. This area isn't changing, so it's small. But the small spot to the right, it looks also not pretty bad, but actually I need to talk about this. I'd like to talk. So it's a spot with the traditional Crimean Tatar dishes. So the Crimean Tatars in Ukraine are minority. They are even minority in Crimea, in the small occupied by Russia now peninsula in Ukrainian south in Black Sea. But they have extremely interesting culture, and this Crimean Tatars, they have extremely tasty cuisine, and you need to try. So here in this place you can buy some sweets called pahlava, and you can buy some chibirek and yantik. It's pancakes with meat inside, so they are cooked in the oil or without the oil on the metal plate. And why this place is interesting? There was no such a place 4 years ago or 3 years ago. After the annexation of Crimea, a lot of Crimean Tatars moved to Kiev, and they moved not only physically themselves, they also moved their cuisine, their traditions, and they're trying to support each other, and they're trying to rebuild and renovate their community. And that's why we have such a places. And it's a great chance for me to try the traditional Crimean Tatars dishes, because I never tried before. And these people, they are not only like doing business here, they are also trying to help those who are in need. So inside there is an informational stand with the photos that they were earning money and supporting Ukrainian militarians who are fighting against the Crimean annexation and about the war against Russian troops and Zapatists and the Ukrainian East. And that's why it's interesting. So they are not just like people who are trying to save themselves and trying to feel themselves comfortable. They are trying to build some kind of social responsible business. They are trying to influence on what is happening in their country. And that's why they are great. And they are, it's like, it's traditional, it's Crimean Tatars. They are friends. They are working here. You can talk to them and feel this atmosphere.
But Andrei, I think we started with coffee. Let's end with, what's the name of this again?
It's called Sofra.
Fantastic. Let's end with a nice sofra. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye.
Andrei Bashtovy, editor-in-chief of the local city guide, The Village Ukraine, there touring Kiev's Podil neighborhood with Monocle's Fernando Augusto Pacheco. This has been episode number 34 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.